I'm Barbara Klein.
And I'm Steve Ember with People in America in VOA Special English. Today we remember the singer and actress Lena Horne. She helped break racial barriers by changing the way black women were represented in film. During her 60-year career performing, Lena Horne electrified audiences with her beauty and rich emotional voice. She used her fame to fight social injustices toward African Americans.
Don't know why there's no sun up in the sky, stormy weather since my man and I ain't together. Keeps raining all the time. Life is bare, gloom and misery everywhere. Stormy weather just can't get my poor self together. Weary all the time, the time. So weary all the time.
That was Lena Horne singing her most famous song, Stormy Weather. She sang this song in a 1943 musical movie of the same name. In the 1940s, Lena Horne was the first African-American in Hollywood to sign a long-term contract with a major movie studio. Her deal with MGM stated that she would never play the role of a servant. During this period, African-American actors were mostly limited to playing servants or African natives. Lena Horne refused to play roles that represented African Americans disrespectfully.
But this refusal also limited her movie career. Horne was generally only offered the role of a nightclub singer. Her characters did not interact with white characters in these movies. This way, her part could be cut from the version of the movie that played in the American South. During this time, racial separation laws were in effect in the South. Lena Horne later wrote that the movie producers did not make her into a servant, but they did not make her into anything else either. She said she became a butterfly, pinned down and singing away in movie land.
Lena Horne once said that World War II helped make her a star. She was popular with both black and white servicemen. She sang on Army radio programs and traveled to perform for the troops. During one event, she noted that German prisoners of war were permitted to sit closer to the stage than black soldiers. She criticized the way black soldiers were treated by the Army. These experiences led to Lena Horne's work in the civil rights movement.
When I went south and met the kind of people who were fighting in such an unglamorous fashion, I mean, fighting just to get some place to sit and get a sandwich, I felt close to that kind of thing because I had denied it and had been left away from it so long. And I began to feel such pain again.
Nobody knows the trouble I see. Nobody knows my sorrow. Nobody knows the trouble I see. Glory Sometimes I'm up, sometimes I'm down. Oh, yes, Lord.
Lena Mary Calhoun Horn was born in Brooklyn, New York in 1917. Her mother, an actress, was away for much of Lena's childhood. Lena's grandmother helped raise her. Her grandmother was a social worker and women's rights activist. At the age of 16, Lena found work as a dancer at the famous Cotton Club in New York City. After taking voice lessons, she soon began performing there as a singer.
At the age of 19, Lena Horn moved to Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and married Lewis Jones. Her marriage did not last long, but she had two children, Gail and Edwin. In 1940, Lena Horn became the first African American to travel and perform with an all-white jazz band. She also made records and performed at New York City's Cafe Society Jazz Club. This was the first nightclub in the United States without racial separation. Many jazz clubs during this period had black performers, but few allowed black people to watch the shows in the audience.
Lena Horn became very popular. After performing at a club in Hollywood, California, she caught the attention of filmmakers. She soon began making movies. Lena Horn said that she was able to make movies because she was the kind of black person that white people could accept. But she said this was the worst kind of acceptance. It was for the way she looked, not for how good she was or how hard she worked.
In 1947, Lena Horn married Lenny Hayton. He was a music writer for the MGM movie studio and was white. The couple married secretly in Paris, France. They did so because it was illegal at the time for people of different races to marry in the United States. They did not announce their marriage for 3 years. Lena Horn later said that she first became involved with Lenny Hayton because she thought he could be useful to her career. He could help get her into places that a black manager could not. But she says she began to love him because he was a nice man.
Fish gotta swim, birds gotta fly. I gotta love one man till I die. Can't help loving that man of mine.
Lena Horn's movie career slowed down in the 1950s, but she continued recording and performing live and on television. Her 1957 album, Lena Horn at the Waldorf Astoria, became a bestseller. She also became increasingly involved in civil rights activities. She protested racial separation at the hotels where she performed. She took action so that she and her musicians would be permitted to stay in those hotels. Black musicians at the time generally stayed in black neighborhoods. Lena Horn also sang at civil rights gatherings. She took part in the March on Washington protest in 1963. It was during this event that Martin Luther King Jr. gave his I Have a Dream speech.
Lena Horne performed in a strong and expressive way. One expert said she was not warm and friendly like white male singers at the time. Instead, she was a fierce black woman. Lena Horne once said she felt a need to act distant on stage to protect herself. She said when white audiences saw her, they were busy seeing their own idea of a black woman. She chose to show them a woman whom they could not reach. She said, "They get the singer, but they are not going to get the woman."
But I can't be happy till I make you happy too. Life's really worth living when we all get to be worth giving. Come on, honey, let me give some of this mirth to you. And when skies are gray and you think you're feeling good, I won't send you some silence through. Can't you see I do? I want to be happy, but I can't be happy till I make you happy too. Yeah, I want to be happy, and Lord knows I want y'all to be happy. Come on, let me make you happy. Please.
Lena Horne continued making records throughout the 1960s, 70s, and 80s. In 1981, she returned to Broadway in New York with the show Lena Horne, The Lady and Her Music. The show ran for over a year before traveling around the United States and Europe. It earned her a Tony Award and two Grammy Awards.
Lena Horne died in 2010 at the age of 92. At the age of 80, she said this about her career: "My identity is very clear to me now. I am a black woman. I'm free." She said she no longer had to be a first to anybody. She said she did not have to act like a white woman that Hollywood hoped she would become. She said, "I'm me, and I'm like nobody else."
I've wined and dined on mulligan stew and never asked for turkey, as I hitched and hiked and grifted too from Maine to Albuquerque. Alas, my lips, the bowls are small, and what is twice as sad, I was never at a party where they honored Noel Cad. But social circles spin too fast for me. My whole bohemia is the place to be. I get too hungry for dinner at 8. I like the theater, but never come late. I never bother with people I hate. That's why the lady is a tramp.
This program was written and produced by Dana Demange. I'm Steve Ember.
And I'm Barbara Klein. Transcripts, MP3s, and podcasts are at voaspecialenglish.com. Join us again next week for People in America in VOA Special English.
Life without care. I'm broke, that's no. Hate California, it's cold and it's dank. That's why the lady is a tramp. I go to Coney, the beach is divine. I go to ball games, the bleachers are fine. I get the column.